See, one thing about him, though, is he thought you did something bad. He never forgave you. See, like, he liked you. I mean, you could do anything, but if he didn't like you for something like that, now he would never forgive you if you didn't. He wouldn't outgrow it, you know, somehow. Some student, I remember, he told me about it. Another student told me about it. He didn't tell me about it. On a field trip, previous to my experience with him, they had this hot summer day, and they were out. It must be summer school, and they were out. And one of the kids had a flask bottle or something of iced tea. They were passing it around, because Bill thought he was kind of big on the, you know, he thought it was something else, probably. He asked me for a drink, and he gave him a swig, and he thought it was urine, because he expected whiskey or something, and it was urine. He thought it was urine and not whiskey. He said, that's a terrible thing to do to a man. That's not the kind of joke that's funny at all. And who is this? Of course, the guy admitted who it was, but it's iced tea. I went around, but it's just iced tea. No, it isn't either. I know you're in my studio and all that. And so, when he speaks to the guy after that, that's too bad, because it was just a joke. And it wasn't even a joke at the time. He just mistook it himself. But too bad. Everybody has quirks.